Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really rallied behind a young man. He went out and played almost flawless football and kept the game really clean and kept everything clean for us. In order for us to get a win, I was really pleased with the efforts today.
Almost flawless. You heard it from the man himself. That's Raheem Morris after the Falcons' dominant victory over the New York Giants yesterday. Hey, how about this, Squid? Let's open the phone lines, 404-726-0929. We want to know what you saw from Michael Penix yesterday. What's the one thing you saw Michael Penix do yesterday that made you excited about not only the end of this season, but this franchise moving forward? 404-726-0929.
Just one thing. Just one thing, guys, because I couldn't get down to just one thing because I was excited about a plethora of things. Yep. But I even told Archis, I said, man, I don't know if I'm seeing what I think I'm seeing, but I just felt like he was so cool and so calm. And I'm talking about in the pocket during plays where it was just like, oh, no, that's not there. Oh, there's Drake. Zoom.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Darnell, there's Kyle, zoom.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the zoom is like where the ball was going through. I mean, it was probably like a golf ball going by your head. You could hear it, you know?
Yeah, the hand cannon, as Wes kept calling it yesterday.
You know who looked like someone like peeing their Cheerios?
Who's that?
Number five. Drake London looked, and
that's not a good way to put it.
I'm a big Drake London fan, but he played with ruthless aggression.
Yeah. No, he was yesterday. He was angry.
I mean, dude, did you see him run over I think it was Musoa? I think how you pronounce his name?
Yes, I did see that.
Muso? I mean, he ran him over when Kyle decides to play hot potato with the football in the red zone and gets intercepted. Drake comes down there, makes the tackle, and then fights the entire Giants defense.
Yeah, he does. It was exciting to watch, man. And Nate Tice yesterday actually put out a video and said that Drake London is a bully. And I was like, yeah, he plays more like a tight end than anybody else that we have on the roster right now. And that includes Kyle Pitts. But somebody texted me back. They're like, what about Charlie Warner? I was like, Charlie Warner plays like a fullback. Like, Charlie Warner plays like a fullback. I'm talking about like somebody that plays like a Kittle. Like, that's Drake London to me. He's blocking down on pin and pulls. He's lead blocking up into the line of scrimmage. Like, he plays like an H-back almost with the physicality and the attitude he brings. I love it.
He has been Kirk's tight end this year. Kirk used him when he was a quarterback as a tight end. It's so many when it's like, hey, we need 5 yards and it's going to be a contested catch, and Drake was the guy he would go to.
All right. Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to our buddy Josh. Hey, Josh, good morning, man. What'd you think yesterday?
Hey, first off, let's preface this with how about them Cowboys?
Woo!
That's right. How about them Cowboys?
Secondly, let's hit them with that rise up Atlanta.
Yes, that's
because
right.
Because Penix done showed up and showed out.
Yes, sir.
He showed us everything Kurt wasn't in the last 4 weeks. Decision making, ball coming out quickly, on target, didn't turn the ball over, except for Kyle Pitts making a mistake down in the red zone. Mm. Rise up, Atlanta. Mm. Let's go. It's our time to win the South.
Mm. Can I just draw your attention to something, Bo?
What?
How about the excitement in that voice? Because I think that's what this fan base feels like right now.
Well, I hope that's what you feel like.
You're I feel that, man.
It's December 23rd. You are in first place. with a rookie quarterback who just made his debut and looked phenomenally good, I thought. I don't give a damn who it was against, because last time I checked, Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns were coming after him trying to heat him up. All of that said, go handle your business. I like that call. I like the excitement, and I like the conciseness.
All right, let's get one more call before we got to go to the quarterback report. Let's go out to, it's your boy, Mr. Yo. Mr. Yo, I know you're taking a little, he's taking a little victory lap this morning. Go ahead, Mr. Yo. Have at it, baby.
Good morning, fearless leader.
Sir?
Good morning, All-American.
What's up, Mr. Yo?
Good morning, Atlanta. We're in first place again where we belong. We run the South. I am ecstatic about what happened, and I put it all on the experience level that that young man got for playing 4 years in college. Just like all the other young quarterbacks who are playing well right now, they played a boatload in college. The two guys who are going to go at the top of the draft in 2025 have played a boatload in college. Experience matters. You're not going to get that experience necessarily at the NFL level. You've got to get it at the college level. And when you're looking at these players and you watch them do it throughout their career, they go through these high-pressure moments and they're able to win, then you have something there. I am so happy for Atlanta. I am so happy for our team. And Kyle Pitts, please hold on to the ball, bro.
Oh! Guys.
Good call, man.
That's what I'm talking about, Bo. That's the excitement I'm talking about. Everybody in Atlanta woke up ready to run through a wall this morning.
Every time, you know, we there was a play made. Look, I'm not going to sit here. I'm a big Kirk Cousins guy. I love the guy to death. I think he's a phenomenal human being. I think he's been a really good player for a long time. To that point, I'm a Michael Penix guy too.
Yeah.
And I think he's an outstanding young man who's going to show the world that he's as good of a human being, you know, as we think Kirk is, right?
Yeah.
But boy, man, when he made a couple, there was throws yesterday where it just looked different.
Yeah, it did.
He
had a rollout throw on a boot, the throw to Darnell Mooney. And I don't know, 10-yard gain, something like that. But I just thought, man, just the rollout and the seed that he just delivered made me so excited.
Wes said it yesterday. He's carrying a hand cannon into the stadium
every day,
and that's his that's his left arm.
All right, hey, let's hear from that man, Michael Penix. He did an interview with Dave Archer after the game yesterday. Squidbilly was standing right next to him. It's the Quarterback Report. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta.
Michael, everybody talking about, okay, young guy, first start, all that kind of stuff. You look like you've been doing it all along.
Yeah, man. It's just the preparation, the work that I put in each and every day. You know, just always staying ready for the moment. I'm blessed to come out with a win today. You know, the defense played a heck of a game. You know, two touchdowns on the defense side of the ball. And then the offensive line doing a wonderful job protecting me so I can get the ball to the playmaker. So, man, it's a blessing. So.
You get a chance to stand there and hand the football to number 7. And he does some stuff with the ball. I mean, you got an angle out that's unbelievable. Tell me about what you see.
Man, it's special, man. What he does, you know, the way he makes people miss, you know, man, he like they say he can make somebody miss in a phone booth, man. It's true, man. You see him out there each and every day. He does it in practice. You know, he works extremely hard, and man, he's just such a blessing to have on the team. So,
how proud are you of yourself from a preparation standpoint? You've been waiting for 15 weeks to get in, but you've been going through all the paces, reading things. When you're standing behind Kirk Becker, you're reading stuff in practice. I talked about how it looked like you've been doing it all along. I mean, you're going from set read to read to read. I know you'll probably give Zach a lot of credit and probably TJ a lot of credit, but tell me about how comfortable you felt.
Yeah, I felt very comfortable. You know, like I said, it's a lot to do with my preparation. You know, Z-Rob and TJ and DJ Williams, you know, they all do a great job, you know, just helping us stay prepared, you know, and always ready for the moment. And also Kirk as well, you know, just seeing how he operated throughout these first 14 weeks and, you know, the way that he operated each and every day, you know, just learning stuff, you know, just as far as when to get to the next read and, you know, how to cancel stuff out so I can be able to make big-time plays. So, you know, it's a credit to all of them, you know. So,
Kevin, played the position. I know it looks cool when you sit up and look up on the Jumbotron and your defense is scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, man, it's great. It's great, man. It's no better feeling, man. Jesse, he's my locker mate. He told me he got me this week, and man, he showed up big, and I was one screaming loud as I could for him. You know, I was super excited. You know, the defense did a great job. So,
all right, Christmas coming up. You got all the Christmas shopping done?
Yes, I do. I actually do.
Okay.
Everything is done.
Okay. Everything's set?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There he is. Well, Michael Penix gave us a Christmas present, got us a W in his first time out. First time the rookie quarterback's won his first start since Matt Ryan. How about that? Appreciate
yes,
you, man.
I appreciate it.
Look, I can I just, and I heard Dave say that yesterday in the interview, And somebody else tweeted us, first rookie quarterback to win his first start since Matt Ryan. There's only been one other opportunity, and that was Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, but it's still.
It sounds like there's 20 people.
But
in
it's
there.
The first time it's happened in 16 years.
The stat of that's the first time it's been two pick sixes in 41 years. That's a stat,
dude. Did you? Like,
that's a stat.
So Jake Cook, who does is our engineer for the game. Like he sent me. He's the one that found that stat about Johnson for on us, and he sent me the. He sent me the readout on what happened in that game.
Yeah.
And, like, the second pick six was an OT.
It's really?
Yeah. It's phenomenal. In fact, the first one gave them the lead, 41-34. Then the Packers tied it. And then the second one.
This is back in 1983 for anybody that wasn't paying attention.
And then the second one. Art showed me some hits that Johnson used to lay on people. Oh, boy. By the way, first time I've ever seen a quarterback wear Burberry shoes in an interview.
Well, I was going to ask you. So you're standing there next to Dave Archer while he's doing the interview. What did the body like? What did the aura feel like when he's talking?
Comfortable,
confident.
Just like this wasn't his first rodeo kind of interview,
right?
I thought Mr. Yo touched on it about, you know, this is a guy that we have to remember has done all this. Played in some big games in college. You know, the college football playoff experience last year. Played in, I think, at least one conference title game in his career. The part that gets a lot of people, you know, like the media and the hype of a start, it's not going to bother him. I think, to me, what I've seen, I wonder if you know, this week Dan Quinn tries to show some exotic looks, tries to confuse him. I know he will.
There's no doubt.
I wonder how complicated he'll try to get on it. I wonder how that affects Michael. But everything I saw, everything you saw, the moment wasn't too big. And where you say, well, you're at home playing the Giants. It's an NFL game. This is a guy who made his NFL start. You just think back about how you would feel making living out your dream.
Yeah, we got 1 minute until we get a break because I want to talk about this for a second. Is there any part of you, having seen the inside the locker room and the Hard Knocks for Brian Daboll, Joe Schoen, is there any part of you that believes that Brian Daboll is just comfortable with losing at this point? Because a lot of it kind of feels like that when I'm watching the Giants.
I know
they're dinged up, but I'm sitting there going, dude, he's not exactly pulling out all the stops here.
I don't think he's – well – I don't think there's a lot of stops you can pull out with Drew Lock and company. I mean, they look, he knew what the weakness was, where his advantage was against our defense, and he hammered it as much as he could. We just adjusted, Jimmy and Ra adjusted enough to kind of shut down the screen game enough to force him into turnovers. But, I mean, they came out and they tried to win the game. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, they were bringing blitzes against us. They were trying to attack us where we're weak. You have Drew Lock.